Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Switchboard Victoria need your help to shape the future of their services, and they're taking the time to reflect, listen, engage, and engage with the communities.
Switchboard's survey will play a pivotal role in shaping the strategic plan, future initiatives, and programs. And to tell us more about it, Amelia joins us this morning. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning, Rach. Good morning, Dean. Long time, no chat.
Yes. Well, it's great to have you on. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the key areas that Switchboard are already supporting the LGBTQIA plus community?
Great question. So we're in the process of doing our strategic plan for the next 4 years at the moment. And since our last strategic plan, we've grown quite a bit. Prior to now, we had our community visitor scheme out and about, where LGBTIQA plus folks were paired with older LGBTI people and meet up for, social hangs and connection. And we also operate QLife. So we're the Victorian partner in QLife, which is a national LGBTIQA plus peer support service. So since then, we've also started on operations of Rainbow Door over the past 2 years, which is a specialist LGBTIQA plus family violence and crisis line. And also we have a number of other programs specifying in, I guess, marginalised or underserved communities within our wider LGBTIQA plus community as well, notably suicide prevention, rainbow families, and our racial equity and QDBPOC programs. So we've grown quite a little bit in the last little while, and we're just really eager to hear from community about what that process has been like, but also, I guess, some ways in which we can better serve our community, because that's what we're here for.
Yeah, well, and that's what Switchboard does. And as you just said, the breadth of who and how Switchboard supports in different ways now has grown so much. And you want to make sure the survey reflects that kind of diversity and intersectionality as well, yeah?
That's right, that's right. So we've had some really great responses so far from our volunteers and our members, which has been spectacular. And we're also eager to hear from community members who may have used our services before, and also community members who haven't used our services. So if you've heard of Switchboard, if you know who we are, that's a great first step. We want to hear from you, but we also especially want to hear from people who have used our programs or who have used our services, because we want to make sure that we're doing the best job that we can, and if there's ways in which we can improve, and if there's ways in which we can grow our programs to suit the community better, we want to know about that.
I'm one of those people who I've been talking about Switchboard for years, have known about the support that Switchboard provides, but last year was the very first time I actually had to pick up a phone and use the services. Mm. So it's really important that we get that breadth of information from people who use it, people who may not, so that Switchboards can support the best way possible.
Now, Amelia, we all live in a time poor world. How long does this survey take to complete?
Look, it can take as long as you would like it to, but it generally takes about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how much detail you want to go into. I would recommend doing it on a computer. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit clunky on the phone, which is a bit of a pain in the butt, but if that feels more accessible for you, please feel free to do that. Also, we're really happy to hear from folks if the survey isn't really hitting it for you. We're going to be doing some community engagement events in the coming weeks, so if that's something that would be more accessible for you, please reach out to us and we can make that happen instead.
I love that. Now, I'm one of those people who go, yeah, I want to fill in the survey, and then suddenly when I get to the survey, I'm like, oh, hang on, I've got to wait, what about that? And I suddenly have a survey sitting with an open tab on my computer for 3 or 4 days. What sort of things do you reckon people should think about before they sit down to complete the survey?
Oh, I think it depends on what perspective you're completing it from. So if you're a service user, something that could be useful is sitting down and perhaps reflecting on what services or, it could be our programs, it could be services in terms of our QLife or Rainbow Door, it could be our workshops, it could be our events. So just consider in which ways you've engaged with Switchboard in the past, if you have, and what went well and what could have gone better for you potentially could be useful, and what you would have loved out of that if you didn't necessarily have all of your needs met, or what if you did, or you really enjoyed that experience, what you really enjoyed and what you felt was supportive and what you'd love to see happen again. So just taking a bit of time to, I guess, reflect upon what those experiences were. And especially sometimes people engage with us in lots of different ways. So which is the one you want to tell us about, or if you want to tell us about multiple, feel free to.
Well, Amelia, thank you so much for breaking it down for us. This is a really important opportunity for the community to get behind Switchboard and help them to help us.
Absolutely.
That's it. And it shuts on Sunday.
Okay, so we want to get it done in the next few days. You can find the survey link through Switchboard Victoria's social media page and posts. We're also going to put it in the podcast of today's episode, the podcast link at joy.org.au/joybreakfast, and we're going to post it up on our socials after the show so that everyone can get as much access to it as possible.
Thank you so much, Amelia. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.